Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Bamitzion. We are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah talks about, we keep on talking about Chayim L'Hachriz, that you have to announce certain things, well, forever? What's the statute of limitations on that? Ba'al Masay Chayim L'Hachriz. Till when do you still have to keep announcing that you found something? Ad Kedei She'edu Bo Shcheinav. Until the point that the neighbors, everyone in the area knows, oh, this guy found something, and they're aware of this Aveda Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shalosh Regalim. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to wait for three regalim when people go to Yerushalayim. V'achar regal achron shevi yamim. And then after the last regal, you wait an additional 7 days. So that someone who heard about the fact that you were announcing it will be able to spend 3 days going home, traveling home. He'll be able to see if he's missing anything. Then he'll come back for 3 days and be able to publicize that he Taka was missing something, so that he'll be able to retrieve that which he lost. Mishnah Zayin, Amar es Aveda, v'lo Amar Simaneha. If a guy comes and says, yeah, it's my Aveda, but he didn't say what the Simanim are. Lo yitin lo, don't give it to a guy. V'aramai, and if he's a dishonest person, meaning if he's known to be a dishonest person, this guy is has a reputation. So even if he says the simanim lo yitin lo, don't give it to him. Shnemer ad rosh achicha oso, because the pasuk says ad rosh achicha oso ad shetidrosh es achicha im ramayi hu imein ramayi, that you have to be doresh him. You have to be able to investigate whether he's a deceitful, dishonest person or not. Kol davashos of ochel, any item that a person that works and eat, meaning an animal that works, and therefore the fact that it works is it pays for itself. It pays for whatever it costs to take care of it. So even though it eats, so you have to feed it, and it costs you money to hang on to it, but you can also use it in the meantime and get your money's worth. So yasav yochel, do that in order to be able to keep on supporting it. V'davar she'ein also v'ochel, but something that doesn't work, but it does, you know, cost money to maintain, to upkeep, yimacher, then you should sell it, because as you're a shomer aveda, you don't have to keep pouring money into the aveda. Shemar v'ashivosu lo, re'ei heich tishivenu lo, you should see what the best way to return that particular item is. What should happen to the money? Meaning, if let's say you sell it, so what do you do with that money? In the meantime, you can use that money, and when he comes to claim it, you'll give him money. And therefore, if you lose that money before you return it, you still have to pay the guy money, because just like you could use it, and you'll still have to pay him the money. If you lose it, you'll still have to pay him the money. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you put it in a safe deposit box, and you're not allowed to use it. And therefore, if you lose it, you're not chayv b'achrisa, because what was lost was the other guy's money. It's not your money, and you don't have to pay him out of pocket for that loss. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that you have to be machriz, according to our mayor, until the neighbors are all aware. But Rabbi Yehuda says you have three regalim plus an extra week, so the guy can go home and check if he's missing anything. And in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if someone comes and doesn't give simanim, do not return the aveda to him. And if a person is known to be dishonest, even if he gives simanim, do not return the aveda to him, because that's part of what the pasuk teaches us. So you have to investigate the general honesty of the person. And then we said that if it's a type of aveda that can provide you with profits, but will also require some expenses for upkeep, so good. So use those profits to pay for the expenses for the upkeep of the item. But if it's only going to be ochel and it's not going to provide you with profits, so then you should sell it. Now, what do you do with the money they sell it? So Rabbi Tarfon says, whatever you want, as long as you put on your books that you owe whoever is the proper owner X amount of money. And therefore, if you lose that money, it's your money that was lost, and you're still going to have to pay the guy back. But Rabbi Akiva says, no, not whatever you want. You put it in a safe deposit box and give it back to the guy. And therefore, if you lose that money, it's his money that was lost, and you will not have to pay him back for it. But Hashem, next time, we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches.